Is there anyone here who is not in CIT 105 or CIT 106 yet? You're not in 105 or 106? Okay. You already took it. So, what are you here for? 106, okay. That's what I was saying, if you were here for 105 or 106. Okay. And sometimes some of my students come in early. That's the reason I asked them. All right. Today is the first of And when I pass this around, please write legibly, because you're going to get extra bonus points for being here, but if I can't read your name, then I won't know who to give it to. Also, if you would include your little login, the SSO, you know, your single sign-on, which is, you know, three initials, three random characters, whatever you did to sign into the computers. If you have another email that you use, and you care to share that with me, you can put that down here as well. Because, you know, some of you may work off campus and use that email more often. That's fine. It's very helpful to know your major. So if you later on ask me questions or suggestions about topics or something, if I know what your interests are, what you're majoring in, then, you know, I can be more of assistance that way. If you're a BLA major, I'm assuming it's just your BLA majors. There's always the ever popular undecided. And if you're something else, if you're English or CJ or communication studies or something like that, you might want to wait until later, but.
Don't plug it, President.
Huh?
Don't plug it.
Oh, I don't feel like I should do that. Okay, so I'm going to start this around. The last column is 105, 106, or both. How many people are here tonight? I know there are a couple for 105. Okay. How many people for 106? How many are both? Okay. So just put one or the other or both here if you're both. And I guess because you're like 50-50, I'll explain both as I go along. Usually I sort of favor one and have you guys stay here, but it looks like you're about half. So we'll start this here. And thank God. All righty. The first page that you'll see is that big yellow page for 105. For the 106 people, if you click on 106, you'll see a white page. If you go to course content, you'll see a link that goes to the website. Yeah, there you go. And then click on CIT 105. There you go. Now, for the 106 people, there's just a little extra step there, going to course content. But go back. I couldn't see that fast. Okay, so you're 105. Yeah, you just got 105. But, you know, you can see the materials for both, but it looks like we just signed up for 105. Okay, yeah. So tonight we're going to take a tour of the website. And I'll even give you a little peek at the quizzes if we have enough time. You'll notice that across the, if you scroll up, some of you have already kind of scrolled down a little bit. If you scroll up, there's a navigation bar across the top. It's just a text navigation bar. And then for those of you in 105, there's also a navigation bar on the left. It's kind of And you should be able to maneuver through the website using those two navigation bars. The first thing that you'll see right there is that big yellow box. That's where I generally put announcements at the beginning of the semester. I will send out announcements over Blackboard to keep you guys alerted if something happens or if I fall behind for some reason, you know, the server goes down or something. I'll try to keep you guys posted. And there's if you click on announcements, you'll be able to see all the announcements that I've sent out so far. But anyway, do you know where to go? Oh, so it hasn't been processed yet? Do you mind if he looks over your shoulder? Does either one of you do? Okay, so just look over your shoulder. Okay, so we're on the same page as the Facebook platform? Yeah. Oh, I see. You're already exploring. Okay, if you go back to the yellow page, here we go. First one you're going to click on is the overview. And this is sort of the short and dirty differences between 105 and 106. Okay, and if you scroll up. There you go. There you go. All right. Basically, the 105 class is a hands-on keyboarding, hardware, software, very pragmatic type of class. The 106 class is more of a traditional reading, writing, reaction papers type class. So that's where they differ. The 105 class, 10% of the class are lab assignments, and these are, you know, the kind of lab assignments that you would see in CS100. We'll be using Microsoft Office Pro, which is available in the bookstore. It's also available in all the labs. You're not required to buy the software, but if you want to buy the software, you can get it at a substantial discount at the bookstore. I think it normally retails for like $300 or $400. You can get it at the bookstore for like $75. So it's a pretty good buy if you want to buy it. But you don't have to buy it for this class. The four software tools that we will be covering are word processing, very popular, spreadsheet, Excel spreadsheet, database, Access database, and the ever popular PowerPoint presentation software. You'll have about 10 or 12 assignments. So each assignment is about 1% of your final grade. So what that means is you can use this class either as anything and everything you want to learn about word processing, or you can think of it as kind of like a little smorgasbord. You know, this is what I need. This is what I, you know, I'll use these assignments because this is what I need. Because they're only 1% of the grade, each one. 10% is the final grade, the final project, pardon me. You'll take one of those software tools and then you'll make it bigger and better and make it into a final project. Quite frankly, most people choose PowerPoint presentation software as a final project simply because it's more fun to work with. The content, the topic of the PowerPoint doesn't matter. It can be about sports. It can be about, you know, your pet dog. It can be about your family album or my wedding or my new family or whatever. I get a lot of family-oriented and sports-oriented type PowerPoints, and that's fine. What you're doing is you're demonstrating that you can use the software. And you'll notice that 80% of the final grade are in the quizzes. The good news is that the quizzes are open book, open notes. They're not timed. And you can save them on Blackboard. If you take them on Blackboard, you can save them. So the best strategy would be to do as well on the quizzes as you possibly can. Make sure that you do enough of the assignments, you know, to sort of balance out anything you might have missed on the quizzes, and to get the final project. You'll notice that you do not necessarily have to do all the assignments in order to make a good grade out of the class. Does everybody understand that? if you do well on the quizzes, you don't need to do all the assignments. Does that make sense? Okay. Any questions so far about 105? Yes.
The quizzes, can you retake those? Or is it just, okay, so does it show you the grade right when you get done?
Yes. Okay. And it will be recorded. And I don't recommend that you retake it unless you just absolutely really want to improve your grade, because what happens is you'll get a whole new quiz, totally different questions, because they're pulled randomly out of a pool of questions. So do the best you can with the questions you got. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You had a question?
Does it take the highest score or the last quiz?
High score.
Okay.
Yeah, highest score. If you take it more than once, it'll take the highest score. Okay, any other questions about 105? All right, on the 106, that one, again, that's more of a traditional reading and writing class. For there, it is also, most of the final grade is also in the quizzes. It's 70% of the final grade is in the quizzes. Once again, it's open book, open notes. You can save the quizzes, and if you need to, you can retake them. If you do well on the quizzes, you may not need to do all the papers. There are 30% is in the reaction papers, and each reaction paper is about 300 words, which is a little over a page. You don't need to format anything. It's not a research paper. It's a reaction paper. So when you read a chapter, you take, this is the way I would recommend that you do it. Read a chapter, take a quiz, write a paper. And if there's something in the chapter that sort of strikes your fancy or that you're interested in, write about that issue. And you would take a position on that issue and then defend that position pro and con. Or you could take the approach that this is what I learned about the issue, pro and con, and write 300 words on that or better.
So if you had like one chapter or like, there's one chapter and two or three things stick out, but all those?
Yeah, any of those. Okay. Any of those.
So be clear about more than one thing, one chapter though.
Yeah, for each chapter, there may be several different topics that you could write on. It's not like a, you know, direct relationship, like, you know, there has to be a paper from, you know, there may be two papers that you squeeze out in one chapter and you would just get a chapter.
It seems like there's a lot of technology and
networking?
Social
networking?
Like, yeah. Well, no, there's like that. Technology and how it affects the society as a whole.
Yes, that's absolutely correct.
So you just we just combine these sort of those topics together, right?
Well, like, for example, some of the issues that you'll be reading about will be like how computers impact privacy, mm-hmm. how computers impact security, how computers impact, like the social networking, email, spam, computer crime, copyright issues, Napster, music.
Gotcha.
So those are all issues that you could write on. And I've got, as we go a little further, you'll see I've got some suggestions for you too if you run out of ideas.
Thank you.
Okay, and let's see. Six reaction papers, 70% in quizzes. Are there any questions about the 106 class so far? Okay. These are the textbooks. This is Discovering Computers 2008. There is a 2009 version out. I usually hang on to the oldest version I can as long as I can, because it's cheaper for you guys and it's a little easier on me too. But this is the book that I ordered, the 2008. If you want to use an older book, you can, but it may not match up with the chapters the same way. You know, the chapters may be numbered differently than the quizzes. If budget is an issue, you can go with an older book and then try to get, you know, the rest of the answers on the web. That's fine with me. If you want to make the best possible grade that you can, then you're probably going to want to get the most current book. Does discovering Jesus 2008. Now, when you get to the homework part, you'll notice that I say scan. Hi, come on in. 105 and 106?
Yes.
Okay. Just get logged in and go to Blackboard. So when I say scan, I mean literally flip to the page, chapter, and flip through the pages of that chapter and see how the information is laid out, how it's organized. And then when you go to the quizzes, you'll be able to find the answers to the questions more easily. Unless you're a person who really loves technology, I don't recommend that you sit down and actually try to read every single word, because number one, your eyes might glaze over, and it might prove to be a bit intimidating. Does that make sense? Unless you really love technology. I'm a technical person, and my eyes glaze over. So the reason that I present this the class this way to you is because the kind of information that we learn in these classes changes very quickly. So every 6 months or a year or two, the information is completely different. So in my mind, it doesn't really behoove you to memorize this kind of information because it's constantly changing. However, and this was the way I was taught, and I thought it was very useful. If you think of the knowledge as being something that you're always going to be in touch with, something that's always changing that you're going to keep up with, you're going to have to look it up. And you might as well start that relationship now, in here. Does that make sense? So, for computers, you're probably going to be looking up stuff for the rest of your academic career and most likely for the rest of your work career. So you might as well start here. Anyway, to me, that's the best way to approach a technical manual if you're not a technical person. Is just kind of flip through it and see how it's organized. Then when you have a problem or you have a question, then you have a better idea of where to go. Does that make sense? Okay. It's actually a very good book, but if unless you're looking for something that you need, it's probably not going to stick with you. This is the book for the 106 class. It's called A Gift of Fire. This is the second edition, and this is the third edition. The third edition is the most current copy. It's the one that's available in the bookstore. I brought the second edition so that you could just see it, because if you get the second edition, you could probably still do fine. The quizzes will be numbered differently, but you can still get pretty much the same information from the second edition as from the third edition. The quizzes that are up there, the information that the publisher sent me was, it wasn't the second edition, it wasn't the third edition, it must have been like the 2.5 edition. And I made up all my quizzes during that point, and then they came out with the third edition, and it was different than the materials that they sent me. So, books will work. Long story short. Okay. Any questions about this page? Any more questions about 105, 106 so far? All right. Let's go to the next page, which is the calendar. And you may have to do a right click and open. For some reason, since my hosting service was bought out by somebody, it behaves a little bit strangely. Anyway, technically these classes are 8-week classes and run during the traditional 16-week semester. The good news for you guys is that the grades, regardless of which 8-week session you're in, the grades really don't go to press until the end of the semester. So if you need longer than the 8 weeks, if you're in the first 8 weeks, just let me know that you're going to be working longer than the initial first 8 weeks, and we can work it out. Does that make sense? Okay. You'll notice on the calendar I've got it broken up to 2 8-week sessions spanning the entire semester. And you'll notice that the light yellow columns refer to the 105 material, and the bright canary yellow refers to the 106 materials. Each row is like a week in the semester, and if you wanted to sort of distribute the classes evenly over the 8 weeks, you would take each row each week and do what was assigned there. And if you do that, then I could guarantee that you get through all the materials for the classes in 8 weeks. Does that make sense? That said, I'm not necessarily married to the schedule. So if you want to skip around, or if you want to punch them up, if you want to do the class in 4 weeks, if you want to do the class in 8 weeks, if you want to do it in 6 weeks, if you want to do it in 10 weeks, it really doesn't matter to me, because it's an online class. It's a self-paced class. The only thing that's very, very important is that you have your materials in by December 18th, by the end of the semester, if you want to grade for this semester. Does that make sense? So, there's a little bit of flexibility within the semester. If you can't get done by the end of the semester, then we'll contact me and we'll talk about it and complete it. But, the 8-week format, I'm not married to. It probably isn't really essential unless you're taking another 8-week course. Does that make sense? If you're taking 2 8-week courses, then it becomes more important. You'll notice on the calendar I also have something called optional video notes. I do have videos available to you in the basement level of Noah Nichols Library at the media counter. They're not required for the class. They're not required for the quizzes. They're strictly for your own enrichment. And thanks. They're strictly for your own enrichment. It's just that some people may absorb material a little bit easier through a video than reading a book. So they're available to you. And they cover such topics as the history of the web, the history of the internet, famous people in computing, the history of the PC, things like that. So if you're interested in that kind of thing, they're kind of fun to watch. Let's see, what else is on? Most of you are PACE students and probably BLA majors, and in the PACE courses we understand that most of you are working adults with jobs and families, and either that or you're involved in sports, which is kind of like a full-time job in itself, and you travel and so forth. So things come up. So, you know, the schedule is just so that you can plan your own time. Like I said, I'm not necessarily married to the schedule. It's not like these are hard due dates. Does that make sense? Okay. Some of the people, and most of them tend to be sports people. I guess they're used to that high stress thing. They may kind of group the quizzes together, which is fine with me. I mean, it's a lot easier on me. They may try to knock out all the quizzes in a week or two, or even a weekend, and get them over with, and then do the assignments. I personally would find that kind of stressful, but if that works for you, that's fine. You know, just get it knocked out and get it out of the way. Anyway, it's self-paced. Are there any questions about the calendar and schedule for either class? Yep. Okay. Let's go back up to the top and let's hit that introduction real quick. That is just a page kind of describing the history of the class. It was originally developed by Eddie Burris, who also did the CS100 class. Mike Strong and Eddie and I all worked at the computer science department, and Mike and I developed the IT222 multimedia on the web class, and Eddie developed these two classes, and due to changes in the department and cutbacks and all that kind of thing, we ended up coming over here, and Eddie ended up taking over our classes there. So we did kind of a crossover thing. So we're all still friends. But I kind of like to give you sort of a historical context for this class. Originally, the way we did this class, you'd come into a classroom like this. My PC would project on the wall, and we would go through all the assignments and exercises kind of in lockstep. And what I found was that it was a little fast for some people and a little slow for other people. And so then I developed where I gave all the lectures together, and then we could have like a lab time. And if you needed lab, you'd stay. If you didn't need lab, if you wanted to just work on your own, you could leave. And most people who worked and had families, you know, usually opted to work from home. Later on, IS took over these labs, and so we were not able to use them as classrooms, just orientations. So then the next step was, you know, that this class evolved into a strictly an online class. Our philosophical attitude towards pedagogy is what we call mastery-based learning. So if you do an assignment or you do a quiz, for that matter, and you're not happy with your score, you can go back and rework the piece and resubmit it. So you keep working at it until you master it. Does that make sense? If you like the way we teach these classes, if you scroll down, there's at the bottom, there's some other classes that we teach. They're not always offered, but those are some other classes that we also teach. Okay, any questions about this particular page? All right, let's go back up and go to the assignments. Oh, no, syllabus, I'm sorry, syllabus page. Look at 105 first. There you'll find the ISBN numbers for the 105 textbook, the Discovering Computers that I talked about. And I think pretty much the rest of it we've already talked about, how the class is laid out. So if you hit your back button, click on the 106 class. There's the ISBN number for the Giftifier. And I've also got the older edition there in case you want to use the older edition. And again, you'll see the breakdown of the class, but we pretty much already talked about that. Any questions about either one of the syllabi? No? Okay. We'll hit the back arrow and let's go up to assignments. Hit the 105 assignments first. I have to do the right click thing. Sorry. There we go. All right. You'll notice on this page that some of the links on this page are bold and some of the links are not bold. The links that are bold have the actual assignment, a description of the assignment, instructions for the assignment. The links that are not bold are tips, hints, tutorials for how to use the software that will sort of coach you through the software in order to learn it, in order to do the assignment. Does that make sense? Okay. The very first assignment is an extra credit assignment, and it's sort of your introduction. You'll send me a short bio of yourself, and it counts like just a regular assignment, very easy. Just tell me a little bit about yourself, because since we're not in a lecture format anymore, I don't get to learn as much about you. And sometimes if you need help, if I know a little bit about you, your life, you know, your goals, you know, what you're majoring in, things like that, it makes it a little easier. For example, if I know that you're somebody with a family who's working and that you're eventually going to try and teach, you know, then I might suggest, you know, that you investigate topics around educational technology. That might be something that you might be interested in and you can use them in. The next assignment after that is the internet assignment, and if you click on that real quick, the bold one, oops. There you go. That involves using a search engine. Is there anyone here who's not familiar with a search engine, like Google or Yahoo or something like that? Or Bing, is that the new one? acting. Mm-hmm. For this assignment, you'll use a search engine on the web, and you're going to look at three different things. You're going to look up Grace Marie Hopper, you're going to look up Napster, and you're going to look up an airfare. For each one of those things that you look up, you're going to give me three pieces of information. You're going to tell me which search engine you use. You're going to tell me the URL, the HTTP address. You can just, you know, click on it and copy and paste it into a Word document. And then you're going to sort of copy and paste a little bit of the information that you retrieved. So that I know that you know who Grace Marie Hopper is. So that I know that you know what Napster is. Does that make sense? So, three different topics, three different subjects, and three pieces of information about each one of those. And then you just copy and paste that into a Word document, attach it to an email, and send it to me. Please, please, please save all of your work. And if you've got one of those little sticks, you know, the like a little thumb drive, yeah, those are well worth the investment. They're only like about $10, and you can save all your work for all your classes on there. So I highly recommend that you get one. Okay, any questions about the first couple of assignments? All right. If you scroll down just a tad more, if you click on the PowerPoint assignment, there you go. All right, you'll notice that there are two parts. The first part is the regular assignment, and the second part is if you use PowerPoint for your final project. It's such a popular thing that I just went ahead and made it up so that you could see what it would look like. For the assignment, it would be, you know, six slides with a title slide. If you want to tell me a little, you know, like you did the bio, if you want to tell me a little bit about yourself, you know, frequently on web pages they'll have about me or about us, you know, so that's kind of a common thing to see. But that's optional. That's just kind of a suggestion to kind of get you started. For the final project, then I would want 16 to 20 slides. I think that's what it says there. I don't want to contradict myself. Okay, just want to make sure. But anyway, when you get to that point, that's where you'll find the PowerPoint assignment. And if you choose to do PowerPoint as your final project, there are the instructions. Okay, so go ahead and hit the back arrow, I guess. If you scroll down a little bit more, maybe a little bit more towards the bottom, you'll see the quizzes. For the 105 class, the quizzes pretty much line up with the chapters for this edition of the book. So there's no mystery there. Quiz 1 is chapter 1, etc. Okay, any questions about 105? All right, go ahead and hit the back arrow there.
Are all of these assignments?
Yeah, all of those are assignments. But if you do well on the quizzes, you know, you wouldn't necessarily need to do all of them unless you want to, you know, unless you want to learn them. Okay, so if you hit the back arrow, let's click on 106 real quick. All right, for this one, you only have one assignment. It's just repeated a number of times. If you do well on the quizzes and you do the other extra credit things, you don't necessarily need to do all of the papers in order to make a good grade. For example, if you make 70% on the quizzes, that 70% of your grade, that puts you in the C range immediately. So then you know if you added a couple more papers, that puts you in the B range. If you add a couple more papers to that, then that puts you in the A range. Does that make sense? So it's real easy to figure that way. All right, if you click on the reaction paper description, the link there. Oops. Sorry about that. Yeah. All right. I've got some suggestions there for topics. If you can't think of any, but it's your choice of topics are entirely up to you. But I do have some suggestions there to kind of whet your appetite. It's 300 words. It does not have to be formatted in any way. The way I love to get it is, you know, like in a paragraph or two, in 10-point Arial. No double spaces. You know, because I can just throw it up there, it just goes boom. I can just write it right there. So I don't have to scroll through a lot of pages. So
do you guys grade on grammar, or what do you grade on?
I grade on, number one, if you made the 300 words or not. Number two, if it makes sense, you know, and if it's related to, you know, the topics in the book. So I don't generally count off the grammar, but if I can understand what you're saying, you know.
That's okay.
Okay. So, and, you know, if you use Word or even WordPerfect or something like that, you know, there should be a grammar check or a spell check in there. But basically, it's more, did you do it? Was it long enough? Is it, you know, a cohesive concept? Rather than, you know, grammar and sentence structure.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I do have a list of films down there because some people, when I used to give this class as a lecture in lecture format, I used to show Enemy of the State because it would demonstrate most of the issues that we talk about. So it was a really good example, and we could talk about the scenes in the movie as, you know, kind of points of discussion. So you can do that if you like, but it's your opinion that I'm after, and you're writing about the issue. You would not be writing about the film. Does that make sense? So if you can proselytize for 300 words or better, you've got to be. All right, any questions about the assignments for 106? You do have the option of combining them into one large paper if you like. Sometimes people want to use the class to investigate something specific. Again, for many people, it's educational technology. And that's fine. If you, you know, if you want to do a longer paper that's more focused and, you know, do like a research paper, that's okay too. But quite frankly, most people like to do the little short papers. Okie dokie. Any questions about this page? No? Okay. Let's go to email homework. Well, right now, you're going to be emailing your homework to me. Is there anyone here who is not comfortable with email? Is there anyone here who's not comfortable with attaching a file to an email? Okay, I can start in business. These are some little guidelines. There's my email address. Occasionally, my email box does fill up. In which case, I usually notice it pretty quick. So give it a couple hours. If for some reason my email is overflowing, just wait a couple hours and let's see. I'll probably have it cleared off by then. But the email people tell me that that's not going to happen this time. They raised my quota again. Please, 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 in the subject line, please put either CIT 105 or CIT 106, whichever you're submitting or inquiring about. The reason being is that I do get like a couple hundred emails a day. If you don't have something in the subject line that indicates that it's class-related, it may kind of go to the bottom of the pile. It may get overlooked. So, you know, as long as you've got that in the subject line, then I will pop you into a folder, and when I sort through my mail, then I will return your email. If you have a question about something, I usually try to answer those pretty quickly, pretty immediately, within 24 hours. If it's got an attachment to it, like homework's attached, then generally I pop it into a folder, and then the next time I do grading, I'll just grade everybody's stuff all together. So if you have a question, I would recommend that you send it in a separate email if you want it answered more quickly. Does that make sense? Because I may not notice that you have a question if if you send it in a piece of homework. Okay. The other thing that I highly recommend that you do is CC to yourself any communication that you have with me. Is there anyone who does not know how to CC to themselves, carbon copy to themselves? Okay, good. All you do is, you know, you put your own email in the CC line. Some people are aware that you have a sent to folder too that makes a copy of everything, but typically people sort of clean that out pretty regularly. So the safest thing is to go ahead and just CC yourself. That way, if your assignment gets lost or eaten up in the ether or bounces or whatever, it's real easy to just resend it to me. Does that make sense? Okay. The last thing is, for those of you who would like to have a confirmation that I received your email, under the options, there's what they call a return receipt. Is everybody familiar with that? There are two versions of it. There's one when I receive it. There's another one when I open it. You're more than welcome to check both of those. It's a lot quicker for me to, you know, click on return receipt than it is for me to actually mail back, yes, I received your homework. Does that make sense? Okay, yep. So if you're worried that I received it, just use that return receipt feature. Okay, did I have everything? Yeah, try for each week. CC confirmation. Okay, the last thing is go ahead and click on My Progress, although if you're a current student, this is not going to be real important to you at this point, except to remind you where to find the quizzes. This page is usually used by people that have an incomplete with me. So you'll notice on there that for current students, it'll say, please click on content, course content. So if you do that right now, click on course content, you should see where the quizzes are. And if you want to open up one of those quizzes, you can actually look at some of the quiz questions. Of course, every time you open the quiz, you're going to get different questions. So, you know, if you want to spend some time with them, you know, answer a couple of questions, save it, you know, you can come back to it. But that gives you sort of an idea of what the questions look like. They're just multiple choice. They're publisher questions, so they're not going to be very creative. They're going to be based around the textbook. They're not easy questions, but I think the fact that they're open book, open notes, and you know that you can take your time, that you'll actually learn more than you get them out of. You have a question?
Yeah. Do you get them as soon as you submit the
test? Yes. I get the score.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You get the score, I get the score.
Yeah.
And there's also a link that is My Grades. You can always check on your own grades to see where you're at, where you stand in the class, under the My Grades link, if you're not familiar with that. Okay, are there any questions? Okie dokie. When your first assignment is to send me a short bio of yourselves, let me know who you are. And then the next thing after that would be the internet assignment and get busy on the quizzes. Thank you very much for coming.
So I was thinking about doing it over last semester. That's okay.
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay.
You might drop me an email with the parent.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
I don't know. I have like a problem with my card. It says my middle name card. I don't know, like every teacher I have, you know, my middle name. That's my name.
Yeah,
I think
they have your order. But you're saying that sometimes you're another
object. Yeah, that's hard. I don't know.
But you're telling me you're
Yeah, so like that's far at least or so. It's
okay, it's still you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're probably the medical skills, okay. It's school, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. I decided to go. Well, see, and I have 21 hours to get the sociology degree, so.
Okay.
I'm actually a chemist, but I got laid off, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so right now I decided to take two more courses, and then that's when I thought I only needed 21 hours to finish that degree, so.
To finish the sociology degree.
Did you start that yet? No, I just picked up, I took courses today, a course on aging, and I did some at ABLA and some here, so. One of the teachers told me to go talk to the sociology department.
Yeah, because the Center for Aging is sociology.
Okay.
Yeah, my mom used to be very much involved.
Well, and she told me that I only needed one or two more classes to get a certificate in gerontology.
That's what my mom did. She did.
Okay. I went out, I looked at your,
if you have those other classes, this is going to be very easy.
Okay.
Both these classes.
Well, I went on and looked at the everything that you had that you had on Blackboard the other day. Esther?
Esther?
Yeah.
Esther McKevin?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, sociology. That's
that's
my field.
Oh, okay.
Sociology. I think you'll find this very easy. Most of it is easy. What do you guys? I saw the books.
Yeah,
I bought
Silver.
The books. All right.
I don't
know. This is my song.
Okay.
Hi, this is Esther. She, thank you. She's in sociology, and she's also doing the web design certificate.
Okay.
So I told her about her classes.
Yeah, some of them sound interesting. I'll look at
web design. What's web design? Boom!
All right. I'm going to get out of your way.
Well done.
Yes. Well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you have any other questions, I'll
have to go in.
Okay.
Let's show it, yeah.